Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily. A podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi there.
Scott Mills.
It is only Bloody Friday, and that was Britney Spears and Womanizer, which I didn't see last night because I left before the end.
Why did you do that?
Because I wanted to beat the crowd.
Oh.
And also, I've got a bit of man flu coming on.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't like to say anything. Hello, Kelly, on the way home from Wickham, says that was the best one ever. I don't think it was the best ever, because like I said, I am suffering from... despite the strangulation effect at the end, quite good. From Hayley in Swindon. You outdid yourself. Someone says it's an IOBF classic. How can that be?
And they said you made it your own.
Well, who else does it? No one else would do this on the radio, would they? Right, there's
really
no chop...
Huh? I said really not.
No. No chopper today. Can you, like, pretend to be him?
Are we getting in place of the musical? Like, today the part of Chappers will be played by Becky.
Today the part of Mark Chapman will be played by Rebecca Huxtable.
All right. What else does he... Didn't really say much else, does he?
Mm-hmm.
Graham. Manchester United.
Really good. He's doing cricket things today.
He's with Alicia Dixon.
What?
Apparently, I saw on BBC Breakfast that Alicia Dixon's going to be there with him. I think they're just hanging out together.
At the cricket?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see. Right, good. Hope you're in a good mood because it's Friday. Thank you very much, Edith. And hello to Eamon and Ruth off of ITV1 this morning. They said hello to me, so I'm just saying hi to them back. Do you remember we were talking about their show last Friday where Eamon Holmes and his lovely wife-to-be, Ruth, had a little bit of a bicker on air? And we mentioned this. So they said hi to us today.
You never exaggerate.
Never.
When have you ever been known to do that?
I haven't. Oh, incidentally, hello to Scott Mills and the gang on Radio 1.
Oh, yeah. Hi, guys.
Our regular watchers on a Friday morning.
They are. Them and my mum. It's marvellous.
They were a lot more friendly to each other on today's show. Hi, Eamon. Hi, Ruth.
Ruth did say it with that kind of sarcastic grin on her face of, oh, hello, yes,
oh, hi,
you,
yeah,
that drew attention to our bickering.
Thanks very much for that. Anyway, hi there, everybody. That was right at the top of the show as well.
Did she say or imply that we were just hanging out with her mum?
She said that she was implying that the viewing figures have now gone up for this morning on
the
a Friday because
that watch is
it's
me,
us,
you, and Ruth's mum.
Ruth's mum, yeah. Anyway, hi, it's Scott and the gang with you until 7.
Scott Mills.
This is
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You might know by now that we are putting on a musical called Scott Mills the Musical at the Edinburgh Festival, second week of August. And we haven't really got a story at the moment. But hey, we've got, what, 2 months? We probably should have a story by then. But you are really helping us at the moment. And please do keep up this amazing work you're doing. It really is a team effort, this. You're coming up with songs. Loads of people come up with songs. I'd like some more of those, please. If you want to MP3 them to me at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. This is the opening song. One of the possibilities by Craig in Teshaka, who emailed us this.
I'm Scott, I'm not Rick Astley. This show is all about me.
Keep the songs coming in, please.
You all know who I am, cause you've heard me on the BBC. Got some listeners to write the music and script, so I'm sorry if this show is rubbish.
The Scott Mills Musical.
More songs, please.
Front, back,
more ideas. More plot lines.
Musical.
Also, if you go online, there's a great new blog all about the musical, and you can listen to some of the songs. Go on, Becky.
I'm Becky, supporting actress in this magnificent spectacle. But if Scott makes me look stupid, I'll kick him in his hairy armpit.
Chappers, I don't like the story. Scott's getting all the glory.
Good impression.
Scott Mills musical. To the front, back, and shake it in the
Scott
middle.
Mills
musical.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, amazing. More songs like that, please. Just get creative with it. Also, any ideas that you've got, we could really do with some. Here's some that we've got so far. You can have a look at these on our amazing brand spanking new blog, which is on the Mills pages now.
There's loads of them on there.
I know. This is one that's just come in. This isn't online yet. From Georgia, off of Ipswich. See what you think about this. Scott and Becky secretly fall in love.
Don't like it.
But they do not know about each other's feelings. Things become awkward between them, but after a show, they share a tender moment and a kiss.
Gross.
The following days, the awkward feelings grow as Becky realises she has a boyfriend, and also she doesn't want to lose Scott's great friendship. Finally, they both decide to call off their secret relationship, but Scott finds this difficult,
really not,
and upsetting, as Becky still has a boyfriend and he has no one. Scott then realises that he has just lost the love of his life. And then a beautiful girl tells Scott about her feelings for him. What does Scott decide to do? That's one of them. What have you got?
I prefer this one, where me and Chappers get taken hostage by the angry Scottish pizza man who wants to talk to Scott. That's right. Quite a good one.
That is good.
Or Damien and Hazelmere says we should all be cats, and we sing lots of songs all about being cats.
Yes, and we could then include that song about me trying to choose a hat. Because
yeah,
it rhymes with
no,
cat.
That's good. Okay. Susie says, Chappers gets engaged to your mum.
No,
you
I
had
don't
tried
like
to break off the marriage before they tie the knot.
Yeah, I would.
Your flatmate's put one on.
What?
Yeah, he's been on.
Really?
Yeah, he's done one about Wing, and then he's got another one about Wing. I think he likes her. I reckon you should help get Wing to number 3 in the charts, the remake of There Was an Old Woman Who Lived in a Shoe. This will spawn Living TV to commission a show where Scott has to live with Wing. Whilst doing the show, they fall in love and are about to get married, but on the way to the church, Scott gets knocked down and killed by a milk float that just happens to be driven by Captain Dan, the demon dwarf.
With the Hoover stuck on his... Wow. Okay, well...
That's quite good.
Yeah, I like it.
They're all about you falling in love, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, a lot of musicals have good love stories in them, don't they? Anyway, keep your ideas coming in, please, and your songs, because we haven't written it yet. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email, and you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/millsthemusical.
Radio 1. Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
Right, well, I was... having a little leaf through Jo Wiley's book earlier today. Bit disappointing, really. You know, she's written this new book. We were talking about this earlier in the week. I was expecting some kind of, you know, racy novel, some kind of trashy airport fiction, but there isn't any. There's no clasping of any rocky nipples anywhere. Nothing. It's all about Jo and her life. Get her. All about her autobiography. All about her. Apart from the bits that are about me... Now, it's quite annoying, actually, because when I looked at this, I was like, OK, I'll just skip to the bits with me. But I couldn't do that, because it's one of those books that doesn't have an index in the back. So what I did was got Becky to read it for me, and she's found the bits that...
I was good, wasn't I? I read it all last night, didn't I?
Thanks very much for doing that. I appreciate
it.
It's
all right,
it.
And I noted the two times that you got mentioned.
Yeah.
Were you hoping for more?
I like it that you put little post-it notes in there as well, so I can actually just go straight to them.
That was at your request.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to read out those bits? Because it's a bit egotistical for me to read out the bits about me. Yeah.
No, go on.
No, go on.
I like hearing you read about yourself in the third person. Where is it? Oh, no, I didn't get the page wrong, did I?
77, is it?
Oh, was it?
I don't know, I just...
Oh, yes, there it is. Where is it? I can't find your name now.
Maybe it's 78. It's one of the two.
Oh, here we go. This is when you were with Jo Wiley in Ibiza.
Magaluf.
At BCM. Mm-hmm. And you had to run a probe up and down a girl to detect whether she'd, you know.
Read out the bit from after that bit. What did she say?
She said, "It's possibly the worst thing I've ever done on air. Somehow Scott convinced me that I should do it. I'm such a soft touch. He still owes me for that one."
Yeah.
The best bit is when she's talking about when she gets her own back on you.
Is that page 88?
There's a bit about you two in bed together.
Yeah, read that.
Says you run into the
No, read it as if you're Joe Wiley.
Okay. We were recovering from the trauma on Scott's hotel room balcony, doesn't say what trauma, and being rather rowdy, it would seem, hotel management came and discreetly asked us to keep the noise down. Then, when we got even louder, they stormed the room. In a fit of panic, Scott and I leapt into his bed and hid under the covers, lying there, shaking,
yep,
with laughter, while the hotel manager tried to make out exactly what we were up to.
Oh, I like happy
to
days.
I like to think that he does it out of love.
I do.
But Scott has been waging war on me for quite a while now.
It's not a war, Wiley.
One campaign involved getting an airport lounge, departures at Newquay Airport, named for me. She had her own plaque and everything.
I went past that the other day. I walked through Joe Wiley departure lounge the other day when I was in Newquay. Still there. They haven't changed it for someone else.
She says so far all she's managed to do in revenge is drive a tank over your beloved car.
Yep.
And she shot you in the right place with the paintball gun.
Yeah. Don't read too much, because otherwise people won't buy it.
Well, no, I was just reading all the bits of the time she got her own back.
There are other things in the book, obviously. What?
The last bit, she says it's so not over between you and her.
Ooh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.